The upgrading of Eureka's parks took a big step on September 13th, when the former 2030 park was reopened in its new incarnation, Da Yas Park. Located between California and Union Streets, the park has expanded its variety of recreational opportunities with roller hockey, hard surface soccer, and full and half-court basketball facilities. A key feature of the park is its striking egret and crab-themed playground. A picnic area and restroom facility are also included. It's a dramatic change from the former park, which was mostly an open grassy space fringed by minimal playground and basketball areas. The park's $6.4 million development is paid for with a state grant. During a well-attended grand opening ribbon-cutting event, Eureka Mayor Kim Burgell spoke to an enthusiastic audience.
With my community, having a great time, enjoying each other. This is what we do. I just want to say that this project has been in the works for a very long time, and I'm grateful to all of the staff who really came forward and made this happen. So I'm not going to talk a long time. I just want you to know how much I appreciate all of you being here today to celebrate this glorious day together. That's how we roll it out in Eureka. We're a community, we're together, and that's how it goes.
The park is in Councilmember Katie Moulton's ward, and she described the towering egret play structure behind the audience as, quote, a stunning piece of sculpture. Moulton highlighted the park's social significance.
And I wanted to sing the praises of the staff that believes and the community that believes that public spaces are important. This is your park. This is your park to enjoy for free. This is your park to bring your kids, to bring your family, to bring your friends, to bring your out-of-town visitors, to meet your community. Every time I go to a park, I meet somebody new. And sometimes it's awkward and sometimes it's amazing, but that's what these spaces are for. Not just to get out and get some activity, and get some exposure to the sun and to touch grass and have healthy bodies, but to have a healthy community that is built on being in places together, that's built on building connections together. So please, enjoy this park. Come here every time you have a chance. Make new friends.
Project manager Robin Prasker noted the park's founding in the early 1950s by the 2030 Club, a now disbanded civic group made up of 20 to 30-year-old men. With a new era in effect, the park's new name was chosen by residents who participated in a choosing process in collaboration with the Wiat tribe. Da Yas translates from the Wiat language to where the cypress are, referring to the park's cypress trees. In an interview, Prasker described the park's features.
This park was intentionally designed to renovate 4 acres into a space that serves all ages and abilities. Multi-generational use is very important in parks to mobilize everybody here to use it in different ways. Something that we all love are the curved walking paths throughout the park. All ADA compliant, whether you're in a walker or a scooter, you can experience that circulation. We have outdoor fitness equipment, which is new to us in city parks. And then we also have a restroom, which we know if you have water in a restroom, you're going to stay longer, you're going to play longer, you're going to reap those recreational benefits longer.
Years in the making, the park's overall design was shaped by rounds of community input. Many residents supported changing the park's name, with Da Yas emerging as the most liked. Development of the park included removal of 2 large cypress trees, however, prompting a neighbor to sarcastically suggest calling the park where the cypress were during the open public comment period of a recent city council meeting. But Prasker said overall public comment favored creating sight lines to maintain visual contact with children, and planting of new trees was done. 2 more projects, the redevelopment of Carson Park and the development of playground and recreational facilities at Halverson Park, are expected to be completed next year. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.